This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
From London, I'm Rachel Abbott, and this is The Standard. In this cutdown of our business podcast, How to Be a CEO, David Marsland meets with boss of AXA UK and Ireland, Tara Foley.
You guys have been doing a survey looking at attitudes towards people setting up businesses. Does anybody want to set up a business in this day and age after this cost of living crisis, all of the issues involved? Are people still looking to set up a little SME themselves?
Well, actually, I was really delighted with the results. What it showed was we have a great entrepreneurial spirit in this country. So we saw that, I suppose this isn't a huge surprise, 6 out of 10 young people want to be their own boss by the age of 30. Lots of ambition there. But interestingly, right, with the Gen X, a quarter of Gen X also would like to be their own boss or would like to run their own company. So there's lots of enthusiasm and lots of interest in how to go about doing this.
I'm actually interested in Gen X. I was about to ask you about Gen Z, but Gen X, that 25%, those people have been in careers for quite some time, haven't they? Yeah. They're still harbouring that ambition, a little bit of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of the drivers of this are, well, probably everybody at some point, if you were to be honest with yourself, has had a little dream about having your own company. And it's great to see it's still there. But also, I think things like COVID, like the development of technology and the ability now to be able to launch companies alone, are, you know, it is within your grasp. And I think also the attraction around flexibility and just being able to be your own boss and make your own decisions is a, you know, major drivers. And this is what came out in the survey.
Are those the same drivers for Gen Z? Because here's the opposite. Those people are just coming into the workforce right now. And some of them, a lot of them, the majority, 6 out of 10, have ambitions to run their own company.
Yeah. And I think similar drivers in that, you know, wanting a flexible lifestyle, wanting to be in control of their own destiny. But I think with that generation, sort of digital native almost, and seeing everywhere, you know, every spectrum, you look at major pop stars and they launch their careers on their own from their rooms, you know, so they're seeing these role models in their age group that are doing this all the time.
That's true. Actually, the day we're recording this, Taylor Swift has just released her new album. Is she an inspiration? Are they looking at people like her?
You know what? She wasn't named in the survey, but I would imagine they are. She is a very interesting icon of the modern age, and very, you know, when you think about the things that she role models, she's her own boss, and she hasn't taken the easiest of paths always.
Now, she's an unstoppable force, but are there forces stopping these people? They have the ambition, they say they want to do it. Is there anything getting in the way? Are there obstacles?
Yeah, there are. Look, the main thing people cited as being obstacles was one, financial, right? So regardless of your age, even if you're not dependent on an income to support your family, you still need some kind of start cash seed to start a business. So the first and foremost blocker that was cited was financial constraints. But then also, you know, the normal stuff, just a lack of confidence in themselves and in their abilities. That's a big blocker. So, you know, not just always financial, but also an ability and having the support around them to help them to get going.
Is there support for these people who want to get things done? Is it something like your company? Are you helping people?
Yeah. I think there is a lot of support. You'll hear, I mean, we're, whatever we think of politicians, they have one mantra that SMEs are the backbone of the British economy. And it's absolutely true. I mean, the figures are stunning. 99% of businesses in the UK have 50 or less employees. And a staggeringly high number are sole traders, right? So small businesses and support for them is prevalent. However, we as an organization, obviously, we have a huge, huge group of customers in this cohort, in the small business cohort. So we understand very well what they need.
And the other thing you have is the AXA Startup Angel competition, yeah. Which is running again right now. What's the aim of that? What are you trying to get? Why launch a competition like that?
Well, we're so proud of this competition, right? So again, as I said, for us, we're a core part of the UK economy. A core part of that economy is small businesses, and we want to support them. So we had to think about what could we do to stimulate, to support, and we came up with the Startup Angels. We're in our fourth year. We've had some brilliant winners. I just love some of the companies that we've been able to help launch. You've had somebody on your podcast actually that was one of our startup angels. But I think, you know, again, as I said, we've done loads of research. We understand what's difficult in terms of launching a company. Average cost to start a company in year one is 22K. We've got prize money, first, you know, two prizes of 25,000K. So that supports your first year. We also provide mentoring because we know, you know, these are people who all the responsibility falls on one or two people, you know, a narrow number of people. They've got to shoulder all the responsibility. They need support. They need mentoring. So we have some of the top UK business people that we can provide as mentors as part of this package. And we also provide business insurance for the first year. So it's I think it's a fabulous prize. And we just really enjoy being part of it.
Let's go to the ads. In the meantime, why not hit follow on this podcast?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
You're obviously running quite a large company, AXA UK. Have you ever wanted to run a small one? Have you ever wanted to be the boss of an SME?
Do you know what? I did actually at one stage in my career have a little SME, which was me. So I was an independent consultant for a little while because I did management consulting for a while. So I was my own little SME, and it was enjoyable because, you know, there's a lot of freedom that comes with that. I still harbor little ideas. Who knows what the next phase would bring? But I think anyone who's in business, if you're honest, you would like to, you know, run your own company. Yeah.
How is it, though, being the CEO of AXA UK? But when did you take up that role?
I took up that role in September. So just over, I think we're in the 7 month now. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's a privilege. You know, I once had a mentor who said to me, leadership is a privilege, and never a truer word was spoken. Sometimes it comes with a lot of responsibility and you can look at the negative sides of it, but it is a privilege and all that comes with that. You know, the privilege to lead all of our businesses. We've got a health business. We've got our general insurance. We've got commercial.
7 months in, it's not very long, but are you on the course you expected to be on when you started in September, or have things changed?
I am, because, you know, I set about five key objectives for the business, and they were a major focus for all of us over the last 6-7 months, and will remain that way till the end of the year. But, you know, having said that, we're all living in interesting times, as the Chinese proverb goes. And it is, you know, you can see the geopolitical landscape, we can see the economy, we can see all the challenges. We've seen unprecedented inflation over the last, you know, 2-3 years. You've got to always be flexible. And that's a key requirement of any business, small or large, to be scanning the landscape that's relevant to you, and to be, you know, predicting and responding, and be agile and flexible about that.
What do you enjoy about doing this job? Why did you, let me put it differently, why did you want to do this job? Because you were doing quite well. I think it was at Lloyds Banking Group, weren't you? Then Bank of Scotland. Yeah. That's a prestigious role. Why go over to AXA UK?
And first, I have to say, I loved that role. Bank of Scotland is a fantastic brand, fantastic teams, great, great business. Loved it. I joined AXA because, again, AXA has this kind of very interesting growth trajectory behind it, kind of an entrepreneurial spirit, and this great global brand and this brilliant UK business. So for me, it was an exciting opportunity.
And are people still willing to take on risk? You know, we're talking about SMEs as one of the biggest risks you could take, as we've talked about, giving up that security of a job. Are people still willing to do that?
Yeah, they are. And I mean, they are willing to do it, but they need the right support to do it. And we're part of an ecosystem that needs to provide that support.
Coming up to that first year in charge then, have you done all the things you expected to do at the moment?
So I would say I feel very comfortable with what's been achieved so far. We have 3 quarters left of this year, and myself and all of our teams know that we've got an ambitious plan to achieve this year. So with 3 quarters left, nothing is done, but I'm very happy with where we are now.
And that's The Standard. There's more news and features in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.